The sun is about to set on a Tuesday evening during Ramadan, and Omar El-Sharif and Katie Hulaba are in their apartment preparing for iftar, the meal they will eat to break the day's fast.
Do you want any tea?
They set the table, and then Omar explains the first step.
So we start off breaking the fast by saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It means just, you know, in the name of God, you know, we thank Him for this blessing. And then we just drink. Mm-hmm.
Then they eat dates.
So then we usually have a date. Mm-hmm. We have either one date or three dates.
Odd numbers are tradition, according to Sunnah, the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad. After they break the fast, they pray. And then the meal.
All right. Get some coffee.
Katie and Omar are both in their early 20s, and they're engaged to be married next month. Omar studied mechanical engineering at MSU, and Katie is at MSU studying Arabic and teaching English to speakers of other languages. Like many couples, they have a cute story. They first met on campus at a Muslim Students Association event, and then they met again at a friend's potluck. There was a snowstorm and everyone's cars got buried.
And we came out and we were like, oh my gosh, you know, our cars were totally like stuck in these huge snowbanks. And this guy shoveled out all the cars. Maybe. While I just like stood and talked.
Yeah. And, I wanted to make sure she gets home safely. That's why.
So he made an impression.
They both practice Islam, but they come from very different backgrounds. Katie is from Michigan.
So I was raised Catholic, and when I was in middle school, my family left the Catholic Church and began attending Quaker meetings in Ann Arbor.
When she left for college, she decided to focus on Middle Eastern studies and Arabic. She got involved with Muslim groups on campus to learn more about their culture and faith. One semester, she was having a difficult time, and she turned to the Quran.
I went home one day, and I was like, I'm going to read this. And I read the whole thing, and when I got to the end, I was like, this makes sense to me. Like, everything just kind of clicked.
Soon after that, she converted to Islam. Omar, on the other hand, grew up in the Muslim faith. Originally from Egypt, he also lived in New York and the United Arab Emirates before coming to Michigan for college. He says that's when he began to really define what Islam means to him.
I would define it as a way of life, you know, being in peace, submitting to God, and you know, following the teachings and just going about your life, you know, being thankful for what you have to who gave it to you, basically.
Because they each took a different path to Islam, their experiences of Ramadan have also been different. Omar remembers Ramadan as a time of togetherness.
Growing up, Ramadan was always about family and always about the huge gatherings. We would eat home maybe like only that first week, and then every other day we're out being, you know, invited by someone else, and we, you know, vice versa, we invite people over. So it was always a condensed month of family and family friends.
For Katie, it was a journey that wasn't always easy.
My experience of Ramadan has changed dramatically every year. My first Ramadan, I was living by myself. I had just moved to Lansing. I transferred to MSU. And I didn't know anybody here yet. And so my first Ramadan, I was just like completely by myself. Every day, every night. It was really lonely. It was really sad. You know, I was like, I don't know what's supposed to be happening during this time. But it feels like everybody else is with their families. So it was a really difficult time.
But she soon found community with other Muslim families who invited her into their homes. Today, both Omar and Katie value Ramadan as a season to reflect, study the Quran, and focus on self-discipline and helping others. Despite their different backgrounds, the two have been able to merge their cultures and find common ground between their families.
You know, we had to go through the loopholes of, you know, having two different, completely different cultures fuse into one. Mm-hmm. And it was hard at the time, but I'm glad that we pushed through it and we were adamant that it will make it work.
Yeah, and it was a nice surprise for us that even though our families are from very different cultures and faiths and backgrounds, they're surprisingly really similar in so many different ways. Just, you know, the family culture is very similar. And so it was a nice surprise to find out that our families get along really well.
And Omar and Katie look forward to building their life and their own family, continuing past traditions and creating new ones together. For WKAR, I'm Katie Cook.